I'm telling these tears, go and fall away, fall away. Oh, may the last one burn into flames. Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose.
Welcome, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. One of the most up-to-date accounting or totaling of the net worth, the collective net worth of the bottom 95% of all Americans. So me and you and your families and your parents and your neighbors and those that you attend mosques and church and temples with that you see in the grocery store, us together, all of us, the bottom 95%, our total net worth in this country is somewhere in the ballpark of $3.6 trillion, maybe getting close to $4 trillion. The collective net worth of the billionaires that sat right behind Donald Trump this morning at his inauguration is somewhere north of $12 trillion. Let's absorb this fact. The bottom 95% of us have around 3.6, maybe 3.8 total net worth. The 95% of all Americans together, our net worth, shy of $4 trillion. The billionaires that Donald Trump chose to sit with his family behind him at his inauguration today, $12 trillion, many of them seeing their wealth explode after his election in November. So I ask each and every one of you, no matter what your party, no matter what your policy preferences, if money is speech, how do we speak to the Trump administration? How do I speak to this Trump administration? The billionaire class has taken over our federal government. We need only look at the visuals of today's inauguration of the 47th president of these United States to see that fact in action. Now, we all have something to say about that if we disagree with the idea that money is speech. If we disagree that the only people that truly matter in this country are those that can write the biggest checks to candidates, are those that can buy their way onto the inaugural stage of our 47th president. If you and I are to matter, then we have something to do. Our work lies ahead of us. And what does that work look like for you and me and all of us together? Our work lies in not being distracted from the corruption. Our work lies in keeping our eye on the money. Because if we follow the money, we will see the corruption laid bare, and we all deserve better than government officials, be they Democrats or Republicans or independents, that are bought and sold to the highest bidders. That is not democracy. Our voting systems work just fine. But what our votes are producing is not acceptable and should not be acceptable to any one of us. Now, Donald Trump has run on a series of promises to serve the middle class. I would like to know how the visual of billionaires sitting with his families assures those that supported him and every one of the bottom 95% of us that he is, in fact, going to work for the middle class. Now, we're going to listen to parts of his inaugural address today. Some are stupid. Some are distractions. Some are triggering. But the most important message that Donald Trump had to send to the American people today was sent before he spoke a word. It was sent in every single transactional moment, the purchasing of favor, his promise to the oil billionaires that he would deregulate, his promises to Elon Musk to keep the government spigot flowing of nearly $15 billion in governmental contracts, that he would look away from all conflicts of interest for himself or any of those billionaires sitting on the stage. The fact that the CEO, the owner of TikTok, now sat behind Donald Trump at his inauguration is mind-blowing. I thought our Congress enacted a law, whether you agree with it or not, signed by President Biden, that TikTok needed to be sold off. But now, no. Donald Trump says, I'll wipe that away. By the way, executive orders don't override the Constitution, nor do they wipe away laws duly enacted by our Congress and signed by our president. Remember this, the billionaires sitting on the stage today with Donald Trump control by scales more wealth than the bottom 95% of Americans. If Donald Trump is going to stand for the middle class, what message did he send to each and every one of you and your families and those that supported him and those that may not have supported him? By literally selling access, selling oversight or the lack thereof to the highest bidders. Now, when Donald Trump left office in January of 2021, what did he leave us with?
He left us with one of the worst epidemics, pandemics our country had seen in 100 years, one of the worst recessions since the Great Depression. He left us with an interruption of the peaceful transfer of power. He left us with a rise in hate crimes that our country had not seen since Jim Crow. And he left us with pettiness and lies when he no-showed President Biden's inauguration. In contrast, President Joe Biden greeted President Trump today by saying, "Welcome home, President Trump." He acted with class and graciousness. And of course, to no one's surprise, President Trump displayed none of those characteristics today. So this is where we're at. The billionaire class seated at the right hand of Donald Trump. A man who's promised to enact policies to help middle class and working people. But do not pay attention to what this man says. Now we'll deal with some of what he said today. And the things that I want to pull out from this speech and highlight for you today are the words that he has said that he will be backing up with action. Because if we pay attention to all the garbage that comes out of his mouth, we're going to miss the point. But do not forget, as we proceed together through these 4 years, sometimes in agreement, sometimes in disagreement, that the first message, the first image that Donald Trump sent to the American people was that billionaires sit at my right hand. They are the most important people in this presidency. They are his family. And he made that clear to us again before speaking a word of his oath to the Constitution or speaking a word of his inaugural address. These are the facts. And what it means for the middle class and working people in this country, we have yet to see the depths of. But it is our collective job to hold him accountable. And we're going to start today by analyzing some of his words that I believe are going to be backed up by executive orders issued in the coming days, by the deployment of troops in some of our cities, immigration raids being promised this coming weekend in places like Chicago and LA and New York. So we're going to talk about those things. Folks, I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. One of the most notable moments of this morning's ceremonies, I thought, was Senator Amy Klobuchar's remarks. She spoke, given her role as the elected Senate leadership for the inauguration. So that was her purpose in speaking this morning. And while, of course, she did not call Donald Trump out by name, her comments certainly tipped their hat to the complexities, to put it mildly, that Donald Trump presents for the American people. She spoke of our enduring democracy and the fact that that is exemplified, and the peaceful transition of power is exemplified by all of the gathered vice presidents and presidents who were there. She spoke of the 250 year anniversary that is coming up for our country and the sacred honor and oath that every president makes to follow and be guided by our Constitution. And she also made note of the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King and that we all deserve equal justice under the law. And finally, she reminded us that this inauguration, as with all inaugurations, happened in the Capitol, the People's House, and not in a gilded palace or a royal hall, because our government is of, by, and for the people. Let's make sure it stays that way. Keep it locked. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join with your reactions to this morning's inauguration, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842.